Welcome to the University of North Carolina Eating Disorders Program podcast series. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bulick, Jordan Distinguished Professor of Eating Disorders, Professor of Nutrition, and Director of the UNC Eating Disorders Program. I'm your host for this series, and will be joined by several members of our program to discuss specific aspects of eating disorders. In this episode, I'd like to introduce myself and provide some background to the podcast series. I've been working in the field of eating disorders for the past 27 years. I completed my undergraduate degree in psychology at the University of Notre Dame and received my master's and PhD in clinical psychology at the University of California at Berkeley. My internship and postdoctoral fellowships were completed at Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've directed eating disorders programs and conducted extensive research on eating disorders and weight regulation in the United States and abroad. I've published extensively in the area and am the author of Eating Disorders, Detection and Treatment by Dunmore Press, Runaway Eating by Rodale, and Crave, Why You Binge Eat and How to Stop by Walker. I've served as president of the Academy for Eating Disorders, as vice president of the Eating Disorders Coalition, and associate editor of the International Journal of Eating Disorders. I hope to draw from this extensive experience and the experience of my colleagues to bring you the most up-to-date and state-of-the-science information on eating disorders. Throughout the series, we'll cover a broad range of topics, ranging from identifying eating disorders to strategies for talking with individuals whom you're concerned might have eating disorders, to more specialized topics such as the dietary exchange system, stigma and eating disorders, and the female athlete triad. As a premier research institution, we at UNC will also keep you up to date on the latest research findings about causes of and treatment for eating disorders. As a special service to our Spanish-speaking listeners, we'll also be creating a Spanish language podcast series. To set the tone for this series, I want to take a moment to explain to you what our symbol means. Whenever you see something about the UNC Eating Disorders Program, you're likely to see our koru symbol. Our symbol embodies the stance that we take towards every person who seeks help at UNC for their eating disorder. The koru is an important symbol to the Maori people in New Zealand. It's the name given to the newborn, unfurling fern frond, and symbolizes new life, growth, strength, and peace. The koru represents renewal and hope for the future. We chose the koru to represent our program and to represent the hope that we have for the future of all who participate in our program. We hope that you find this podcast series enjoyable and informative. We welcome your feedback and your topic requests. Please send us your ideas and comments to edupodcasts@unc.edu. This is Dr. Cynthia Bulick, wishing you the best of health.